Student Wellbeing Podcast. I'm Stacey.
And I'm Tom. The podcast will be looking at a variety of topics over the coming months.
On today's show, we're looking at something that many of us struggle with, getting organised.
University is a massive change. Studying at degree level is a big step up. Throw in things like ill health, personal problems, anxiety and relationship issues, and suddenly all your organisational skills go out the window. But why bother getting organised? Can't you just wing it?
Well, there are always those who can seemingly make things run smoothly without any effort. The rest of us need a bit of helping hand. When we get ourselves organised, we can reduce stress levels, free up time, get things done, prioritise effectively, develop useful skills, feel more confident, feel healthier and happier.
Getting organised seems like a no-brainer to me. One of the keys to getting organised is to set goals. Without goals, you'll find it difficult to motivate yourself and struggle to focus, which means you're far less likely to get things done. Procrastination, ill health, personal problems, anxiety, depression, and self-doubt can get in the way of your personal and academic progress, so having a reason to do things is a must.
Establishing realistic goals, prioritising tasks, and setting attainable timeframes can be very useful in getting you back on track. When you successfully achieve your goals, no matter how small, this will contribute positively to your sense of achievement and boost your confidence. But the key here is realistic goal setting, so no scaling Kilimanjaro with a week's prep. Realistic goal setting can turn larger complex tasks into much smaller achievable tasks. A great way to set and achieve targets to use SMART goals. SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound.
Specific. Be very clear about what it is that you want to achieve. Break your main goal down and then down again. This reduces indecision and increases your ability to recognise the steps you need to achieve your goal.
Measurable. Your goal should be clear enough so that when you are through, you have relevant evidence that you've completed the task.
Attainable. Your goal should be set so that you can achieve it within a specific period. If the goal is too big or there are too many elements to it to achieve within a reasonable time frame, then break it down into more manageable tasks. Attainable. Your goal should be set so that you can achieve it within a specific period. If the goal is too big or there are too many elements to it to achieve within a reasonable time frame, then break it down into more manageable tasks.
Relevant. Set goals that are realistic and goals that can be achieved by you with the resources available to you. When it comes to setting your daily goals, it is better to plan only a few things and be successful rather than lots of things and fail.
Time-bound. Manage your goals by setting achievable deadlines. This focuses your attention and concentration on your tasks in priority order. There is so much going on at university, and it can be difficult to fit everything in. Sometimes it can feel like we have lots of time left in which to get something done, but often before you know it, another day has been and gone. There are only 24 hours in a day, although at first this may sound like a lot. Here are some examples of how quickly hours can be used up.
You have 24 hours.
Minus 8 hours for sleeping.
16 hours remaining.
Minus 2 hours for preparing and eating meals.
14 hours remaining.
Minus 1 hour for washing and dressing.
13 hours remaining.
1.5 hours for general chores, cleaning and shopping.
11.5 hours remaining.
3 hours for lectures.
8.5 hours remaining.
3 hours for studying.
5.5 hours remaining.
1 hour for travel time, walking, driving, cycling.
4.5 hours remaining.
-2 hours for hobbies, going to the gym, etc.
2.5 hours remaining.
Watching a film or a couple of episodes of your favourite TV show.
Sorry, you have run out of time.
To try to establish what needs to be prioritised, write down what needs to be done and assign it to one of four priority ratings. Do now, do next, do later, don't do. The most urgent and important task on your list needs to be done first. Urgent tasks demand your immediate attention, but whether you actually give them that attention may or may not matter. Important tasks matter, and not doing them may have serious consequences for you or others.
For example, answering the phone to an unknown number is urgent, but not necessarily important. Going to the dentist when needed is important, but not always urgent. Binding your dissertation ready for the deadline in 2 days is both urgent and important, so you do that first. Checking Facebook during your lecture is neither urgent nor important.
Another vital key to getting organised is to make sure you're well and looking after yourself. some basic self-care tips would be to sleep, exercise often, eat frequently, and make sure you're eating balanced meals, drink plenty of water, spend time with supportive people, take time for yourself, and treat yourself.
Other things that can promote a sense of wellness can include making sure you're in a tidy environment. A cluttered room can lead to a cluttered mind. Getting up, getting washed, and getting dressed every day. Joining a society or a club. Whether you enjoy running or football, there'll be a group you can join. Getting out and enjoying the outside. Come rain or shine, and some fresh air. Finally, if you do feel under the weather or need some support, go to see your GP or come and see us in the Student Wellbeing Centre.
When you're changing your routine, it can take a while before you are into the swing of things, especially when it comes to adapting daily tasks such as sleep. But it isn't important, so don't give up. As Nelson Mandela once said, it always seems impossible until it's done. There are a few important things to consider when looking and developing a good routine.
Try to work on one new thing at a time. Don't try to tackle sleep, diet, and exercise all at once. Instead, gradually get into a good pattern with one before introducing another.
Simplify and start small. Take it right back to basics to begin with and start off simple. Once you feel confident and motivated with your routine, adapt and add to it slowly.
Give yourself grace. You probably won't succeed in making all of the desired changes you want to initially, and you may have days where you don't accomplish anything you planned. Remember to celebrate the things you have done, not dwell on the things you don't.
Plan well. Spend a little time in the evening considering all the things you want to get done the next day and in what order. When you wake up in the morning, the hard work's already done and you'll just need to follow your plan. Make sure you allocate enough time to realistically achieve your daily goals and to ensure you have the time for relaxing. To make things a little easier, there are a lot of ready-made templates available which you can find in the description below the podcast.
Finally, here are some special tips for you when you're revising or trying to complete some work. Recheck your goals often and integrate opportunities for feedback. Organise your study materials. Know the difference between social support and social distractions. Remove distractions. Take regular breaks.
We hope you found some of this information useful and can use some of the techniques to make life a bit easier. Information given today can be found on our website, where you'll also find our contact details and drop-in times. If you have any worries, questions or concerns, please come and see us and have a chat with one of our advisors. Keep listening out for more shows or check our back catalogue online.